Hey, yeah. Hey, whoa, sorry. 12:48 on a Wednesday. I am feeling good because a little secret. I've got a little bit of pink hair and I'm obsessed with it. I know this is something I've talked about, you know, obviously my episode titled Pink Hair. But then, kind of shortly after that, about almost 3 weeks ago at this point, yeah, 3 weeks ago tomorrow, I got into something shitty, okay? And my mental health has honestly been in the fucking dumpster since then. And it's just kind of progressing, and it's like, there's just, I'm like, I don't really fucking know how much I can say, but honestly, you're here for me to talk to. And, you know, my mental health is what's important. Work has been really fucking shitty. And there's just been some things, and it's like, I just, like, I'm struggling, and this shit is really fucking getting to me, okay? And obviously, you know, I'm not going to go too much into it because I don't really know if I'm allowed to. But what I can talk about is my experience, okay? And this has been taking a toll on me and it's been dragging out. And I'm basically just going to call this drama, okay? And it's just been dragging out and dragging out and building and building. And then, like, there's these little things that are just pushing it out and pushing it out. And so at this point, it's pushed out all the way until next week, next Thursday. And so at that point, it would be 4 weeks of this. And I just, like, I cannot do that to myself because, yeah, it's just been kind of eating me alive and consuming me. And, like, I have one of those jobs where I can go to work and leave my work at work. I don't come home with work. I don't have to do that shit. And so the past few weeks have really been, like, taking a toll on me, and this has just, like, yeah, literally been consuming me completely, and my anxiety has just been, like, spiraling out the fucking ass. And what if this, what if this, what if this? And it's like, it's just all of these scenarios, and, like, at this point, it's just so far out of my control that it's like I could what if myself to death. Like, that's what I'm doing, and that's what I've been doing. And I don't know, it's just like this shit just keeps getting fucking shittier, okay? And, like, at this point, yeah, like I said, it's just completely out of my hands, and there's not a lot I can do. And so, yeah, since so much of it is out of my control, I just need to, like, regrip and reflect and see what is in my control. And I've been reflecting, and I've just realized, like, I've had no control over this the entire time, okay? So it's like, whenever I'm coming home and I'm crying and I'm completely feeling like fucking shit, and then I'm going to work and all day at work I'm feeling like fucking shit, and then I'm coming back home and it's the same thing. And so, it's not working, okay? And my mental health, like, I've really been fucking suffering. I've been so emotionally numb because this has been draining the life out of me. And I've kind of been letting it, I guess. And I thought that I was doing it for good reason. I thought this is something I should care about. This is, you know, I do care about this and whatever, whatever. And then at this point, it's just like, at what point is too much, you know? And I think I'm in a very privileged position. And so I can at least, you know, I want to put myself first. I want to put my mental health first. And it's just been pretty unsustainable the past couple weeks. And so on Sunday, I was just like, I cannot live like this anymore. Like, this is fucking horrible. Like, every day after work, I'm just like coming home and waiting, like, waiting for the ball to drop, waiting for the ball to drop. And, like, I've just been on edge, pretty much. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. And so, yeah, Sunday was my step. I was like, okay, bitch, put my arm out to myself, grab my other arm. And I was like, come on, girl, we gotta get up. Like, my mental health has honestly not been this shitty in, like, years. Like, at least, like, 2, maybe even 3 years. Like, I really do not be having, like, huge mental health crisis. Like, you know, I've mentioned on here that my anxiety has been worse than it ever has, like, the past year. But even with that, like, it's stressing me out, but it's not eating me alive. Like, it's, like, a little unmanageable. Like, it is spiraling a little bit out of my control. But, like, the past few weeks, it has literally been 100%. Like, there's no life left in me. There's nothing. I don't know. I mean, it was probably, like, 95.5 for a minute. But then it just got to 100. And it was just, like, I just, like, I was, like, I can't even talk anymore. Like, I have nothing else to say. This is just not something that, like, I'm not feeling any better talking about it. Like, it's just, like, it's just impossible. It's impossible. And for me to be speechless, like, bitch, that was whenever I was really, like, girl, speechless? You? What the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Because clearly y'all know I'll talk about anything. So, like, yeah, Sunday, I was feeling really shitty, and then I was talking to Brody and Brianna a little bit, and then Brianna was like, you know, like, we're off today, like, we don't have anything going on, if, like, we can do anything with you or, like, anything like that, like, let us know. And I was like, girl, you know what, thank you. And I don't know, that just was, like, depressing and sad, and then I was just crying about it more. And then I was just sitting in my room, and I'm like, literally, like, someone is offering me fucking help, and, like, me turning that away is, like, at that point, I'm doing it to myself. I'm letting this consume me. Like, she's putting her arm out, and am I gonna grab it or keep fucking laying there and feeling bad for myself? And, like, I should feel bad for myself. Like, I'm not, like, definitely, like, I don't know. But there's just, that was just a line that I was like, okay, I can, like, there's a way out. And I don't know. But I think if I was, it's a kind of a choice. At that moment, it was a choice. But also before that, it did not feel like a choice. It was like, there's really no way out of this. But in that moment, I was just kind of like, you know what? If I sit here and lay in my bed all fucking day and I'm just numb, then this is just like, this is just gonna fucking kill me. Like, it's just gonna fucking kill me. Or if I just literally force myself out of this and force myself to go do all the shit that I don't even know if I want to do. But I was like, I need to touch some fucking grass, okay? And so I'm like, I need you guys to come to the park with me. Please fucking come to the park with me. And, like, that was so embarrassing. And I was like, please, like, please, I fucking need this. Like, I'm literally gonna fucking blow my brains out of me now. So it was really great. And they were like, yeah, 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 whatever. And so we went to the park. And honestly, I was like, I don't know what we need to do. Like, do I just need to fucking sit and talk this out till I can't talk it out anymore? But then I'm like, talking doesn't fucking help me at all. So let's just fucking go. And we didn't really talk about it at all. Like, maybe the little bit. I don't really think so. But, like, they kind of know everything that's going on. Like, I mean, all the keynotes. And so it's like, we just went to the park and we played No Mercy under a tree. And, like, it was so fucking fun. And then, you know what? There was these big ass fucking mosquitoes. I never seen mosquitoes so big. I was honestly, like, scared, but it was fine. Like, it was just whatever. And so, and I was just like, you know what, we're just gonna fucking sit here and get attacked by these mosquitoes and fucking play Uno No Mercy, because no mercy, okay? So we did that, and then we walked around, and I had these fucking giant blisters on my feet. Like, honestly, it was just shitty. Like, my feet, like, it was just like could it get any fucking worse? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I want this to be fun, and it's just, like, these mosquitoes are fucking me up, and I've got these blisters, so, like, literally every step I fucking take is literally fucking painful. But what the fuck am I gonna do about it, okay? I walked barefoot, and it was gross, but it was honestly fucking cool, and it didn't feel gross. It's fucking nature, bro. But whenever we were walking past people, I was like, okay, I need to put my shoes on because I do not want to be that fucking bitch that's barefoot. Okay, but really, if I could be barefoot 24/7, I would. Anyway, so I was just like, you know what? My mind's in the fucking shithole. My body, I've been dissociated for weeks at this point. And, like, shit just keeps getting fucking worse. Like, literally, my feet have these blisters on them, and there's this and this. And, yeah. But you know what? I got to touch some grass, and we got to play some Uno. And I got to get my mind off this other fucking shit for a minute. So, that was cool. And then, yeah. It was, yeah. Monday was meh. Tuesday, really meh. And then I was just sitting at work, and I was like, fuck, I forgot, like, a month ago I wanted to dye my hair pink. And so I was talking to Cassidy, and I'm like, you want to dye my hair? Because, like, cosmetologist. And I was honestly like, fuck it, I'm doing my whole head. Like, I've always wanted to have pink hair. I literally was, like, committed to the shit a month ago. And then all of this other fucking shit happened, and I just, like, I need a fucking pick-me-up. Like, I'm fucking dyeing my hair. And yeah, so we went to Sally's, and we, like, picked out a few, and, like, I did not want to bleach my hair. That was my biggest thing, is I'm like, this is, like, I'm not committing to pink hair, like, this is just a little, like, fun thing, like, because if I bleach my hair, and then the pink fades out, like, I'm not keeping up with it, I'm not doing the shit, and I do not want to be a fucking blonde. No offense to the blondes, but, like, I just feel like I could not see myself with any other hair color than my natural hair color, because it's red, and everyone was always like, never, ever, 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 ever touch your hair. But, like, I don't know, I'm like, I just feel like I really want pink hair. Like, that's just something I've always secretly wanted. And, like, the past few months, whenever I've been thinking about it, I'm just like, I'm just such a pink girl. I just love pink. I love looking at pink. I love having everything pink. Like, I wish all I could see was pink. I wish everything in the world was pink. So why not fucking have pink hair? And yeah, everyone's just been like, girl, like, if you don't put bleach on your hair, like, it's not gonna show. Because my hair is like an auburn, like, it's like a, I don't really know how to describe it. I don't really know anyone else who has this hair color like this, because it's not like fire truck red, and it's not orange, it's really just like red. So, I don't fucking know, okay? But, anyway, besides the point. So, yeah, everyone was like, if you're not putting bleach on it, like, it's not gonna show up. You're gonna have to do really fucking dark pink, really, really dark pink. And I'm like, I don't really want really, really dark. Like, I mean, but as long as it's pink and not red, like, the color, like, the unnatural color red, I do not want that. So whatever pink I can get, I'm fucking sold. And also, I just want semi-permanent. Like, I just want something, like, I just want it to have pink hair, and then I want it to go away, and then just be back to my natural. And everyone's like, you need this. Everyone's saying me different fucking things, and so I'm like, okay, whatever, I don't fucking know what to do. And then we went, and she had a few, and then we're checking out, and then the woman was like, we started talking about it, and she had pink hair, and the other girl working there had pink hair, and then I guess this customer came in with pink hair, and everybody had fucking pink hair, and it was so fucking cute, okay? And so they were like, yeah, girl, your hair is really dark, like, I don't think this is gonna show up. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm not hoping, my hopes are not high, like, I literally, like, I just wanna fucking try it, bitch, like, please, come on. And so then she was telling me one thing, and then we were had on other things, and so I was like, you know what, let's just buy them all and do all these different test strands and see which one fucking works, because I want the right shade of pink. I would rather have the right shade of pink, and then just, like, the goal is the cute shade of pink, okay? So I buy all of them. And I spent about $60. I think I bought 5 different things. Because they were saying I need to mix one. Okay, so one of the girls was saying I needed to mix a plum with a vibrant pink to get something good. And then one of them was saying I need to mix wisteria, which is like a super, super light purple, with like she said that that's what she did. She put the wisteria on and then rinsed that out. So it like just, it was just like this light purple. And then went in with a pink, so it was more vibrant. And so I was like, okay, then we'll try that too. So I bought Iro Iro, I think is how you pronounce it. I don't know. I-R-O, I-R-O. And that was the winner. And then there was Sugar Cloud. And that one is what my other coworker, Kaylin, uses, and she really likes. And then we bought the Wisteria one that the girl was saying. And then we bought 2 Arctic Foxes because we brought a purple and then like a bright pink and we were going to mix those. So yeah, I think that was all of them. We did the test strands. The Wisteria did nothing to my hair. So we just, you know, crossed that one off instantly. The Arctic Fox was... Honestly, I was a little disappointed because I feel like Arctic Fox, like, I don't know. I don't know why I know that brand, but, like, I don't know. I felt like that was, like, a thing. And then the Sugar Cloud, honestly, was, like, that is the most vibrant. Like, she is popping the most, but it's just a little magenta. Like, it's just a little darker than I wanted, which I know it'll fade out and, like, get lighter. So, she was also, she did me good. But the Iro Iro... What? Okay, she was good. Okay. And so that's what we ended up doing. And then also while I was there, she was like telling me how unpredictable red hair is. And obviously, as a redhead, I know how unpredictable red hair is because my hair history is I've added bleach to it. That was the most thing. Like, I used to do my hair twice a year. I would do highlights or, like, a balayage or a money piece and a balayage or, like, a little halo or, like, a little this, a little that. I've dabbled with the blonde, okay? But I've never... Okay, no. Whenever I went to Nicaragua on my mission trip, I did have to box dye my hair brown because I was a ginger and they were like, you're gonna get kidnapped or trafficked or something. They were concerned for me. So they were like, you have to dye your hair. So we dyed my hair. And so I've had that experience with box dye. One time I tried to color it and we like bleached a little bit and then put the color, but it just did not hold. Like, it literally rinsed out the first time I washed it. My mom was pissed. And then when COVID happened, I bleached my hair and then put purple in it, and that was fucking awesome. And it was awesome. It was so much fun and cool and fun and fresh. And then it fell out because I fried it too bad. So, and that was just the bottom layer. And so she was broken as fuck. And now, yeah, me and bleach, I just like, I don't really fuck with bleach like that. Like, my hair, I think I got it done last summer for the last time. And I did like a money piece, little baby halo situation. And it just takes hours and hours because they don't want to use too strong of a developer because you just don't want to fuck up my hair. Like, it's just already so coarse and like thick and red, and so it just takes hours and hours. And then even then, it just like just feels so fucking dry and gross, and like I just honestly fucking hate the way that my hair feels. And like, I touch my hair a lot, so it's something that really fucking bothers me. So I was like, yeah, I was really opposed to the bleach, but I just wanted to see if I could just have pink hair for just like a quick little second, like just for fucking fun. Like, I don't fucking know what to tell you. And anyway, so they were like, you know, red is extremely unpredictable. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. And so since it is like, it is a all of these are semi-permanent, but since red hair is so unpredictable, like, I would just be careful. Like, it might hold on to it, it might not hold on to it at all, like, whatever, whatever. But it just had not occurred to me that, like, it might hold the fuck on to it, even though it is semi-permanent. Like, it might be fucking permanent. We don't know about red hair, and I've never done this, so I literally have no idea. So I was like, you know what, maybe let's just start small. So we just did, like, ear to ear and did, like, a little baby, like, French tip is how I described it. I was like, because she had it, like, kind of straight across from, like, ear to ear. And so it was just, like, a lot of hair. And I was like, honestly, I'm scared of that. I want it to just be, like, a little, like, halo, I guess is how you would call it. But I liked French tip. Like, I felt like that she got what I was saying, okay? She was picking up what I was putting the on. So, yeah, we just did a little bit. And honestly, I fucking love it. I'm obsessed with it. And you can still see that one where the sugar cloud is in. And, like, she's pussy popping. But it's a little more purple than I want it. So, that's why we went with the era. And yeah, honestly, it's so fucking cute. I'm pretty obsessed with it. And I'm gonna wait and see if it washes out completely. I'm hoping it does, obviously. And if it does, I'm just gonna full send and do my whole fucking head, because honestly, I just love it so much that I just want to do more instantly, but I don't want that commitment, especially if my hair holds on to it, because, like, I don't want pink hair forever. But I mean, maybe I do. Like, you know, that really doesn't sound like the worst fucking thing ever. So I'm like, maybe I could just fucking do it and just say fuck it. Like, it's meant to be. If it doesn't come out, it doesn't come out. No. But I'm gonna be really excited if this works, because I'm like, this is such a fun thing. Like, I'm just obsessed with it. So yeah. And then I was talking to ChatGPT and I'm like, what if it doesn't come out? Like, what if my fucking hair is pink forever? Like, what if I have that, like, box dye hair? And, like, no hate on the box dye hair, girlies. Like, love you. You know what? I guess I don't know. I just, like, my hair, like, I pride myself on my hair. People really compliment me on my hair, and I really love my hair. Like, so I really don't want it to be fucked. So that's really my biggest fear, is this pink just not coming out, and then it's, like, faded and, like, looking not how it looks before. So I'm really hoping it washes out. But I was ChatGPT in it, and they were just saying, like, you know, Era is one of the most gentle ones. It's conditioner based, it's vegan, it's this and this, it's blah 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 blah, and was just kind of reassuring me that, like, you know, this was a good idea. And so yeah, it was saying it might last, like, 1 to 3 washes, and I'm like, this is perfect. This is exactly what I want. And I know people, you know, get pissed when they do their hair, and then that shit happens, but I don't know. I'm kind of thinking of just, like, the next time I wash it, I'll just use hot water, and I'll just do, like, my regular hair wash and see what that does, because I just want to get this all out as soon as I can, so I can make sure it all comes out, and then I can dye my full head, because this kind of in between is, like, cute and fun, and, like, I'm excited to just, like, you know, test run, see what the people think, because I love it. And honestly, if my whole head can be this color, like, I might just fucking shit my pants. Like, I'm obsessed. So I'm really excited for that. And yeah, ChatGPT was just telling me, you know, this is healthy, and, like, the good thing about this semi-permanent is it just lays on top of the hair and it doesn't penetrate the hair, so, like, once it's fully washed out, like, it's gone. It's not gonna damage my hair at all. So slay. We love that. Pussy girl boss. I'm obsessed. Okay, so high hopes, pink hair. And yeah, I didn't really tell, like, I was like, obviously, whenever I talked about dyeing my hair pink, like, a month ago, I told everyone, and I was like, oh my god, like, what do you think? I'm gonna dye my hair pink, blah, 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 and everyone was like, do it, do it, do it. And then with all this shit going on, like, I haven't, A, really been talking to people that much, and B, especially not about anything other than this shit that's consuming me. So I'm excited, and me and Jalen and Cheyenne are gonna go to dinner tonight. And I'm so excited because I didn't tell them. And so I'm going to show up and I'm just going to be like, pink hair, who dis? So I'm excited. But it's on my neck a little bit. But it's funny. I'm like, it's kind of cute. And, like, literally my mom, she was like, oh, your neck. And then I showered and I was like, is it better? And she was like, no. And then I took a picture and I asked Brody, and they were like, yeah, it looks way better. And I'm like, thank you, slay. Like, it's still there. It's still obviously there a little bit, but not as much. And, like, honestly, the pink on, like, even my darkest hair, like, it still got pink. Like, there's still, like, it's, like, kind of like a little raspberry-ish color, I guess. I don't really know what to call it, but, like, it definitely is, like, pink. So that's fucking cool. And then, ugh, I love it. Honestly, I'm obsessed. So, 10 out of 10. I can't wait to do my whole head if this works. I'm gonna be really excited. So, slay. And then, yeah, shout out Cassidy. Girl boss as fuck. Like, she did that. And, yeah, love her for that. I'm so glad. I was like, you want to do my hair tonight? And she was like, yes. First I said tomorrow, but then I was like, should we do test strands? And I was like, how about we do the test strands tonight and then the actual, because I was gonna do whole head, so that was obviously gonna take a while, but since we just did the bottom, it really like took like maybe an hour. Like, it did not take long at all, and 30 minutes of it was just letting it sit, so that was slay. But she's so real for that. And her hand, the, like, just from her rinsing it out, all her nails, because she had a French tip with, like, a chrome coat over it, and they're so cute. And, yeah, so one of her hands has, like, a pink coat over that. I'm like, slay, sorry about that. Like, I'll buy you new ones. So, yeah, but she's into it. She's like, no, that's how they're meant to be. And I'm like, oh, I fucking love you, bitch. So, she's a real one. She's a real one. Yeah, so I'm really pumped to have pink hair. And I'm really just, like, checking my mental health because, you know what, yesterday, whenever I went into work, I was really not feeling it. And honestly, I got in the parking lot and I just started crying, and I was just, like, just really stressed about all the shit. And then I went in, and I'm not joking, you bitch, every single client I had yesterday was just, like, my clients hit the spot yesterday. Like, it was really fucking good. My first client, this was my second time seeing her, and, like, she went and backpacked fucking Bali, and so, you know, she had the shit to say. Like, she just, like, she was great. And so we just talked about, you know, traveling and shit, and that was beautiful. And then, second client, my girl, she's been my girl for, like, since I started working here. Like, sometimes we talk, sometimes we don't. But we've been talking lately, and I like her. And then I had three more clients, but one of them was four appointments, and so we spent 2 hours together. And, like, she honestly, like, she made me cry a little bit. Like, we were just talking, and, like, she was just telling me she's moving, and, like, she's just doing, like, a lot of cool shit for herself, and she's moving for a job. And so I was just kind of like, do you find purpose in your job? Like, and I'm like, God, I'm such a fucking weirdo. Like, why do you say that, bitch? You're such a fucking freak. Because sometimes I'll say something to, like, someone that's just gonna instantly, like, make the conversation, like, deep, and, like, it's just a vulnerable, like, kind of question. And I don't know. I'm like, sometimes I, like, I don't know. Not that I never regret it, because if I say it and the person does not receive it, like, they, like, are just, like, not that quick to get vulnerable, which is obviously extremely valid and, like, normal. It's just kind of funny because I'm like, oh my God, you're such a fucking freak, bro. Like, I'm such a weirdo. But if they do receive it well, then, like, it's just so nice. Like, I just love it. And, like, this client, like, we just connected, and, like, we just literally are related. Like, we just built a relationship. Like, we followed each other on social media, and, like, I was like, can I give you a hug? Like, is that weird? And she was like, oh my God, no. Like, I really enjoy talking to you. And I was like, bitch, like, shut up. Like, I'm so excited, like, that I just got to have that conversation with you. I was like, I feel like this was my appointment. Like, thank you. And, like, I just have, like, so much gratitude for her, and, like, I just feel like I really needed that conversation yesterday, and, like, I honestly feel like it changed me as a person. And, like, oh, she was just such a gorgeous soul. Like, I just love her soul. Like, she was just good. And she was, like, just talking to me about her shit. And, like, we just, like, started talking about, you know, like, what's the point of life? And, like, what is the purpose? And, like, what, like, where do you find purpose? Where should you find purpose? Where is this and this? And, like, I just really needed that conversation because, obviously, like, you know, I say on here a lot, my purpose is not in a job and, like, this and this. And, like, I don't know. The past few weeks, I've just kind of been, like, since my mental health has been so in the drain, I'm just like, what am I doing? Like, why am I doing this to myself? I don't have to be doing this to myself. I don't have to be in this situation. And then I'm just thinking, like, you know, maybe this is, like, teaching me grit and, like, maybe, you know, it's good to suffer because then you make it through. And then the other, like, the most side of me is, like, you don't get a fucking reward for who suffered the most. Like, why are you making yourself suffer, like, if you don't have to? Like, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I just feel like I really needed that perspective. Like, just to be like, yeah, there's not an award for, like, oh, you suffered the most. Like, you know, yay, you did it. You did it. Like, that is not the award I want. Like, I want the award that, like, you took care of yourself. You showed up for yourself and, like, you removed yourself for a situation to do something better. And, like, just, like, just being there for yourself. And, like, I just feel like, because, you know, then me and this woman are talking about purpose. And she feels she finds a lot of purpose in, like, helping people heal. And I was like, that's so beautiful. Like, it literally made me want to cry. And I was just like, I just feel like you're so cool for that. Like, I feel like I want to be like you in that way. Like, I feel like, you know, you're doing things and you're helping people heal. But then she really wants to, like, bring the, like, you can, I can feel her empathy. Like, she wants people to, like, really heal. And, like, she really, like, wants to, like, she's talking about, you know, regulating your nervous system and, like, how, like, actually important that is. Because she's I don't want to spill all her beans. Like, I mean, I guess I didn't say her name, but, and I don't think she would mind because I couldn't mean this in more of a compliment. Like, she's a financial advisor and she wants to be a money coach. And I was like, excuse my ignorance, like, tell me more. What's the difference? What does this mean? What do you do? What is this? And she says financial advising is helping people heal their relationship with money, but on script, just on paper. And it's a little emotional and, like, that's great, but it's, like, really, it's just, like, just the money thing. Where she wants to be money coaching, where she's bringing the full emotional side into it and is helping people just have a regulated nervous system and so they can actually heal their relationships to everything, but also to money. So not just, like, when they're doing it on paper, it's healthy. Like, it's actually fully healthy in their body. And I'm just like, that is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, this is, like, I feel so connected to you. Like, it really feels like you're such a good person. Like, I can see that you are because you're helping people on paper, but you're saying that's not enough for you and that you really want to help them in all of the emotion. And I was just like, that is just gorgeous. And, like, I feel like my parents both have a really unhealthy relationship to money. And, like, I've seen my mom, like, struggle. Like, I feel like if I could, like, relieve her of anything, it would be money. And, like, it would be her relationship to money. And, like, she has trauma. Like, her relationship to money is not good. And, like, she will say it herself, like, that is such a big stressor for her. And, like, I hate it. I hate it. And, like, I have a lot. I'm sure we all have a lot of feelings about money. And, like, I don't know. I was just like, this is just so beautiful. Like, you're so beautiful, woman. Like, your soul is just, like, I love it. I love it, okay? And at one point, I kind of wanted to say I love you, but I was like, fucking freak, bitch. Like, no. You can't say that. But I was just like, can I follow you? Like, do you have social media? Like, I want to, like, I want to watch you change the world. And she was like, Paul, like, thank you. Like, you're giving me too much credit. And I was like, no, like, I really don't think that. Like, I really, like, the way that you're talking and, like, you're, I can just see how much you actually really care and, like, how, like, I can see how good of a person you are. You're telling me your intentions. You're telling me the reasons you want these things. And, like, the way you're talking about these things, I can see your heart. I literally feel like I'm just, like, getting a glimpse of your heart. And, like, thank you for sharing that with me. Like, this was a quite vulnerable conversation. Like, I feel like we both, like, it was just such, it was a rare conversation, and it was just touched my fucking soul, bro. And she was like, that obviously, you know, talking about your purpose and, you know, talking about these things are really fucking hard, and, like, she's packing up and moving, you know, states away, and it's just like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I was like, is this, like, would you be open to moving more? Like, are you trying to, like, plant roots? Like, what are you? And she's like, that's a million dollar question. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm like, the more I'm talking to people, the more that I'm realizing no one fucking knows what they're doing. And, like, to me, that is just so profound. Because I just feel like this system and this world is set up to be, like, graduate high school and plan what you're gonna do for the rest of your life. Like, that, like, the more I just think about that, the more that I'm just like, who the fuck said that? Like, whose idea was that? What? I don't even know what I want to do today, bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, that is just such a bizarre thing. And, like, the more, like, I have this conversation of, like, what is my purpose? Like, what am I doing with my life? What is this? Like, anytime those feelings come up for me, I just, like, it's so easy to get overwhelmed by them. And, like, I know, like, a lot of people, like, really feel those things often. And, like, especially, you know, you're getting older, you're doing this, like, blah, 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 like, but I just think it's so cool when people can admit that they don't know what they're doing. And it's, like, that's the beauty of it, is it's, like, I don't know. I'm struggling because I have kind of been feeling really overwhelmed by this the past few days, I guess. And I'm just kind of like, what do I want? And that's such a scary thought of thinking, what do I want out of life? What do I want long term? What do I want this or this? And it's just like, I can't answer that. And I don't think I'll ever be answered that. And I don't think it's realistic that any of us will ever have the answer of what we want forever right now. Especially with the culture being always on the next thing, always on the next thing. Where I really just want to find a balance of whatever I'm getting overwhelmed by those feelings, I just want to sit here and be like, what do I want to do today? In a progressive way, like, it is still helping me grow because I have growth mindset. And so it's like, whenever I think of my dream life, it's not material, it's not in a specific place, it's not doing a specific thing, it's really just loving. I feel like my purpose is, like, a lot of my purpose is, like, loving. Like, I feel like I, like, my mom gave me the best love that I've ever seen. Like, all my friendships, all my relationships, all any relationship I've ever witnessed or heard of or anything, like, I've just never seen anything that comes close to the way that, like, my mom loves me and my brother. Like, I've just, like, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. And no, our relationships are not perfect. And there's so many things, like, that we're growing on and thinking about and moving forward and, you know, reflecting on and talking about. And, like, there has been so many shitty things, but the love is, like, immaculate. And, like, that was just, like, that is something that I just, like, I know, like, is such a privilege that I have that. And I feel like since she taught me love and, like, how to be, she's loved me a certain way, I know how good it feels receiving good love and how secure, like, this relationship is and, like, what having good love, like, has, like, helped me, like, be the fucking person I am. And, like, I just have so much love to give. And, like, I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like some of my purpose is just, like, the more that I feel this love and, like, give this love to myself, the, like, better that it makes me love everyone else. And, like, the more that I'm, like, taking care of myself and showing up for myself and, like, working on bettering myself, the better I'm going to be in the world. Because I fuck up, and I'm not fucking perfect at all, but I feel like I'm a good person to have in your life. Like, I really feel like, I feel like any of my friends would say that. I feel like they would say, like, I'm a good friend to have. And, like, I pride myself on that. I fucking do. Like, sorry, I just fucking do. And, like, the more that I'm becoming a friend to myself, and the more that I'm, like, falling in love with myself, and just the more, like, close, the more self that I'm having, like, I just feel like it's helping me grow and just, like, become more gentle. It's just helping the way that I move through the world become so much healthier. And, like, yeah, I'm not perfect by any means, and, like, I do a lot of fucked up shit, but I think a lot of those things are untrue to me. And whenever I am fully connected to my truest, deepest self, like, it just feels like magic. It feels like something that's, like, I don't know, could change the world. Like, is that stupid to say? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I could change the world. Like, I feel like whenever I am super connected to my truest, most deepest, most beautiful version of myself, like, I feels, if the whole world even felt that for a minute, like, it would just be earth-shattering, bitch. And, like, you know, I think this is what I like to call it, just my deepest, truest, most beautiful self. But I feel like I'm finding that within me, because that's how Glennon Doyle told me and how she experiences it. And that just, like, really, like, altered my fucking brain. So she coined this, but it just really resonated and, like, moved through my whole body and changed me. And I think that's how a lot of people, you know, like, in faith or spirituality, like, you know, they have this higher power. And I just like to, I guess, see that as my deepest self, because I do think it's within me. But I also think, you know, whenever I think of God, God is within me. Like, your God and my God are not the same gods. We all have our own God. But it's, like, all, I just feel like that is just, like, love. It's just this huge ball of light inside of us that is just good and peaceful and gentle and honest and kind and true and all of it. But it's all, like, healthy. It's healthy. It's just, I don't know. Honestly, I don't fucking know. I'm like, do I sound fucking insane? Possibly. But I don't know. I just feel like the closer I get to that, the more I can reach other people and find that in them, or help them find that in themselves. And, like, acting from that truest, most beautiful place of yourself is just going to, I just don't think it could go wrong. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. I think whenever, I don't know, whenever I connect with that version of myself and imagine that version of myself, it's just like, there's just no doubt in my mind that there's, that it's anything other than just love. It's just love. And so I just feel like I just have so much of that love to give, and the more that I can be connected with that, the more that I can give that and show that and maybe, like, teach or influence that, I guess, on other people. I don't know. I'm, like, not in a manipulative way. I feel like this sounds, like, a little kooky and, like, scary, but, like, that's not, like, no. No. I just, like, love. I just want to love and to love and to be loved, and I don't know. I just, but I think it starts within the self, and I think the closer, the more kind and gentle I am with myself, the more, I don't know, it will help other people do that. And I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Anyway, moral of the story, this conversation I had with this woman was just magical, and it was just so honest. And I think, you know, I was a little scared, you know, getting vulnerable, but once I got that vulnerable state, I just feel like we both were in tune. We were very present. We were very in the moment. We were very connected. And it felt like we were just connected. It just felt like just such a different level of presence that it was just like good. It was just love. It was just filled with love. And there was just so much space. And there was so, it was just such an open conversation. There was just, I don't know. It was just like nothing could have gone wrong. Like, it was just, there was no right answers. There was just like, it was just kind of in a state of awe, I guess, which I feel like that is just, I could go on that on a whole fucking other thing, bitch. But it was just profound. And this conversation I had with this woman literally changed me. And I feel like I communicated that to her, but, and it was a little awkward, and I was a little nervous because it was so far off the script of, like, how we're, you know, how you're supposed to talk to people and the things you're supposed to say to people. And it was just, like, once we moved past that, we just completely moved past that. And then it was just such an honest way of conversing, because we would talk for a minute, and then we would be quiet, and we would just kind of sit there, and then one of us would kind of, like, you could tell we were both just thinking about this, and this was just, like, we were both, we were both just growing so much and exploring through this conversation, because it would be quiet for a few minutes, and then one of us would say, yeah, and then what if, like, this, and we're just, like, you know, there's just, like, that's what I feel like it was, in a state of awe, because there was just so much room for possibility, and there was just, like, we weren't looking for a right answer. We were just exploring and just, like, seeing these different, like, I don't know. There was just, I don't know. I can't even, I don't have all the words to describe it. It was just this feeling of just, like, freedom and calmness and openness and connectedness and just, like, love. Like, I don't know. It was just so beautiful, and I want more of that. So basically, I'm a fucking weirdo, and I fucking love it, bitch. And yeah, then the rest of my clients, we also had great conversation, and I just feel like that kind of set my tone, and, like, it shifted me. And I think, you know, at this point, it's carrying into today. This conversation I'm having with you right now feels, I feel in touch with my deepest self, or my higher self, or my something bigger than me, okay? And I don't know. And I know, you know, I think this is how people feel when they talk about God. And don't come for me yet. Like, I know the I'm putting in quote God has hurt and damaged, and, like, that has given people a lot of trauma, and there's a lot of people that have, you know, I think fucked that up. And then there is people who have that, and that is great. And I don't know, you know, that's why I don't like to say God, just because I think God is just such a loaded word for everyone, whether it's good or bad or this or that. Like, it's just a loaded word that that's not what I'm talking about. Whenever I'm saying God, I'm talking about these other things, and it's just love. It's just these other things, and so that's why I don't like to call it God. That's why I like my deepest self, because If I say, oh, this is my deepest self, you can't say, oh, no, 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 that's not, no, no. You can't, we can't argue about it. I'm telling you, this is my deepest self. And so, yeah, where if I use God, you know, you can tell me what you think of God, and you can tell me what you think of this and this and this, where it's like, I just feel like this is something that comes within us. And I think that God is within us. Like, that is how I'm, you can exchange this word for whatever your faith or whoever you're whatever. I just feel like calling it my deepest self, I truly feel like it's within me, and I truly feel like the closer I am with that, the better my life is going to get, and the better that I'm going to be in everyone around me life, including you guys, you know, here, everyone who's in my actual physical life, day to day, my work life, my friend, my social life, people I come into contact with, like, in these little moments, like, this was a client, and, like, I think I've seen her, like, once, maybe twice before, like, let me look, because, yeah, I saw her at the, oh, wait, I'm pretty sure, let me look, hold on. Oh, wait. I think this was my first time meeting this woman. Oh my god, that is hilarious. That's so weird, because I thought I knew her before this, but I'm looking back from when her last notes were, and, like, that was not me. Okay, so my first time meeting this woman, I guess. And it just, we spent 2 hours together, and those 2 hours are standing with me, and we followed each other on social media, and she's moving away, because I'm like, I don't know if I would let my clients, like, follow me like that, and, like, realize like that, especially, like, not that age is, I don't know, I was gonna say because she's, like, you know, older than me, like, I don't know, she said she's, like, in her 40s, but I don't know, I feel like I have friends of all different ages and things, but I don't know, you know, just, like, professionalism, but she's moving away, so she's, like, I mean, this is my last time here, you know, like, we're probably never gonna see each other again, and I was just, like, you know what, I want to follow you, because I want to see what you do in this world, I want to be a part of that. This conversation has just, like, I'm sitting with it, it's, you know, and I don't want to say all this because I don't want to sound like a fucking freak ass bitch, because I know I sound like a fucking weirdo, but since you guys know me, you know, I can say this to you, I guess, so, hopefully, I don't know, but I feel like I could say that to her because I feel like she feels mutual. I just feel like that level of connectedness, like, I don't know, but you know what, that's also something confusing because I feel like in, like, past, like, romantic relationships, I'm always like, dude, like, how do you not feel that? Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, that's so crazy. But at this point, I just know that I'm just such a deeply feeling person that things are just so different for me. So, like, when I say I love you to someone, I know what my I love you means, but, like, I'll never know what their I love you means. And I think that's cool and scary. And, like, I feel like a lot of people also feel that because, you know, like, with social media, like, that's something that I feel like, you know, people talk about heartbreak and they're like, I feel like I'm always the one who loves more. I'm always the one who's more trusting. I'm always this and that. And I've always felt like that. And I've always felt like, damn, that fucking sucks. Like, because I've said to people, this is fucked up. But I've been like, God, I wish I cared about me or cared about you as much as you care about me. Because I know it's so much less than I care about you. And I don't think I've said it like that. I feel like that's fucking harsh as fuck, and I'm always the fucking bitch getting dumped, so but I've definitely felt that way a lot, and at this point in my life, I feel like I love you way more than you love me, because I know such a different love than you do, and that's okay, and they're not to compare, but in comparison, I know I'm, like, not to compare, but it is to compare, because I know the love I have been given for me to know this level of deep, true love because of my mom, because of the way that my mom loves me, this level of unconditional, actually unconditional type of love is, it's just profound. And I know that it's something that is rare and that, you know, so many people don't have. And like, what a privilege it is for me to be able to love this deeply and truly and honestly. And yes, whenever I get fucking heartbroken and like, obviously that fucking hurts, I'm absolutely not trying to romanticize it, but it's like, it is such a beautiful thing that I'm capable of this deep, true, honest, fucking passionate love. And the fact that, like, I just want to be at a point where I'm giving this love because I want to give this love, because loving people this way makes me feel so good that I'm not expecting you to love me the way that I love you. And I think in the past that has usually been how I felt, is we're saying I love you and you're using the same words and language as me. And so then I feel betrayed and like blindsided whenever, like, however the situation plays out. But I just want to be at a point where I'm not going into it expecting you to love me the way I love you. I'm going into it loving you because I want to love you, because it feels good for me, you know? Which, if you're telling me you love me, I expect you to fucking love me. But just recognizing that I know my love I give is rare and how valuable it is. And, you know, there's an old version of me that's kind of jumping in here, being like, girl, you're conceited. Like, this is fucked up. You're just sitting here talking about how good your love is and, like, you just want to love yourself. Like, you're so obsessed with yourself. And I just want to clearly state that, no, that is not what's happening. And this isn't, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sexy, I'm so this, I'm so awesome, I'm so good, I never fuck up. No, this is, I know who I am in my soul, and she's the first person who deserves all of this love. Because if I can handle myself so gently and kind, there's not going to be as much judgment. There's not going to be hate in my heart. I'm not going to be putting judgments on people. Because anytime you're making a judgment on someone, that's really just something within you. That's just a projection. So the more that I'm, you know, getting closer and building a healthy relationship with myself, the healthier I'm going to be to everyone else. And that is just going to be contagious. It's just contagious. So I love myself, and I love myself so I can love you better. Not so I can. I love myself, pause, and. Yeah, I love myself, and I love you better for it. I'm better for it, okay? So, wow. I feel really good after this conversation, and this is, I think I needed this little tying up, because I don't know. I've still, like, my mood is, like, I finally kind of pulled myself out of the gutter, but I still keep going back there, and it keeps on just, my anxiety keeps spiraling. But right now, I just feel so grounded, and I just feel so in touch with myself that in this moment, there's not a way you could pull me back into that. I just, like, but once this moment passes, and I kind of start drifting back to my, all of the versions of myself, my current versions of myself, my mind is going to wander, and I'm probably going to be anxious, and it's probably going to do this and this. But the fact that I am this connected in this moment, and the more I'm connected in this way, and the longer I'm connected in this way, it's just going to bring me closer to her. And every day, my purpose of my life is just getting closer to her. I don't think that my circumstances are really, because I'm like, oh, well, like, what I do, like, if I didn't have this job, would I go get a different job? What would I do in that job? And, like, then that's overwhelming and that's scary, because I'm like, oh, it's going to be unstable, the money. And I just want to completely detach from any of that and just know that, like, I am safe and I'm okay and, you know, everything is fine. I'm here with myself right here, right now, blah, blah, blah. And, like, today I have pink hair. I did that for myself and I didn't damage my hair and that's fucking fun. And I spent time with Cassidy and we talked and we hung out and that was true and honest. And, you know, now I talked to my mom and I talked to Brody a little bit and now I'm talking to you and, like, this is just, like, this is a good day. This is a good way of spending my life. This is a good way. It's not, you know, what am I doing with my life? And it's just like, that's just such an overwhelming concept and trying to think I need to be doing this job and living in this place and having this thing and have a house or like how people feel when they feel they need to buy a house and have kids and get married and find a career and this and this. Like, I don't think that's the answer for me. I think the answer for me is loving good and getting good love. And I think that I'm doing that. I think that I'm doing that literally right now. I think this is just the truest form of love. This is the truest purpose of my life. And I think this hour was really great. And I think this was... I feel connected. Okay, so... Ta-da! Yay! We did it. I love you. I want this to be more of our conversations. I want to be this version of myself more in my day-to-day. But it's good. And, you know, I'm not there yet. I can't have it all right now. So, the fact that I get to see her at all and she gets to come and visit and I get to feel this. My body feels so good right now. I feel in my body. I feel connected in my mind a right, not a right amount, a healthier amount than where I usually am. I feel like I'm usually all in my mind and not really in my body, but I feel in my body right now, and I think my nervous system is regulated. I feel really good right now, and this feels really full of love. Okay, I love you. Give yourself a freaking smoochy smooch and tell yourself that you're freaking awesome. And I don't know. You know, I hope this was as good for you as it was for me.